World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
So how big's your audience, Coach? I get that all the time. How big's your audience? I look on here, right there, 72 people in the queue right now. Can I tell you the truth? I really don't care. I really don't care how big the audience is. And even though I'd like to have a really, really, I'd love to be Rush Limbaugh. And I don't want to be Rush Limbaugh because I want to be Rush Limbaugh and be famous. And no, I want to be Rush Limbaugh because I want to shake the nation. That's what I want to do. I want to stand up and fight for Christ. That's what I want to do. But so, hey, listen, can I tell you? It ain't for everybody. It isn't for everybody. And it's the whole same thing about salvation. Bible says many come, few are chosen. Broad is the way, narrow is the gate. And I understand that this, as soon as I started try to make this message popular, well, then you'll get what you get, right? You deserve exactly what you get. So I don't know how many are watching, but you are. And I know this, that some of the many that are watching are doers, and I'm after doers anyway. I'm not after the peanut gallery. I'm not trying to build a big worldwide ministry and everybody loves me and comes and wants to. That's not what it, Doug Hagman called me America's coach. That's what I am. I'm America's coach to those who want to be coached. If you don't want to be coached, oh, I don't care. I don't get up in the morning and worry who's going to be watching my show today and how big my numbers are growing. You know why people care about how big their numbers are growing? Because they get paid off of the larger crowd. Look, friends, I don't get any pay. I'm here right now because you guys send me $10 a month. That's how this thing's operate. I'm in nobody's pocket. I don't have the advertisers. I don't do, no. Oh, no, I got some stuff going on with Numi, and I got some different things going on with that kind of stuff. But I don't bring this stuff to you to fund what we're doing or make money. I bring that stuff to you because I think it's advantageous to you. And the way the systems are set up, if I bring it to you, you get a benefit, and I get a financial pop on it. When's the last time you saw a commercial here at Coach Dave Live? I could be doing commercials. I could do that. That's not what this thing's about. And you know what? Well, part of the, just let me get this off my chest, right? Part of the problem with the naysayers out there who are always criticizing some of the things that are going on here, can I tell you the truth? You just want to be me. Really, you just want to be me. You just want to have this platform for who knows whatever, but that's where a lot of people are. And they hang around, look, I'm just telling you the truth. I'm a truth teller. Huh? They hang around until I don't put a crown on them and let them be co-pilot. And then they disappear. They're gone. Because they're trying to use this platform. I'm not going to let, I can't be bought. I can't be sold. Nobody owns me. All right? I just want you all to know that, right? I'm just telling you, right? And this is more than a business to me or ministry, whatever. It's just the way the system is set up. And so we have to try to learn to operate within the system. And we all have different ways of doing it. And I admire some of the guys that are doing it. Some of the guys that have these powerful podcasts. Can I tell you something? They are making bunches of money. I want you to know I'm not making bunches of money. We're not going under. I mean, you guys are supporting us. We're not going under. But ain't nobody owns this guy here. No big donor telling me, Coach Dave, you can't talk about this. Coach Dave, you can't talk about that. Because we all know this, right? You can't bite the hand that feeds you. Well, nobody's feeding me, okay? Oh, yeah, you are. You guys are feeding me. You are. You're all throwing a little bit of crumbs on the table, and it keeps us going here. So I want you to know up front, those of you trying to help expand this program, I appreciate it, but I want influence. I want influence. I want to be able to help direct the battle that I see is going on, but it's all in the Lord's timing. One of the things that excites me about all in the Lord's timing is the interview that I did with His glory. Pull that up there. It's number one, War on Truth, His glory, because of a door that opened as a result of it. Now, I don't know if you know Pastor Dave Scarlett. His ministry is His glory. It's here in Cleveland, Ohio. And I've known of Dave, and he's known of me for quite a while. And he's a go-getter and a doer. And God bless Dave Scarlett. But see, we're only 130 miles from each other, and we ain't working together. I'm not working with His glory. Why is that? Why am I not working with him? Why is His glory not working with Coach Dave Law? I don't know. But when I did that interview with him, he apologized to me. He says, Coach Dave, I had no idea the stuff you guys are doing. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? I have no idea what you guys are doing. And we are doers, and we're getting it done, and we ain't popular, and I don't care. I don't care. It's not a popularity contest, okay? So I want you all to know where we're coming from. I'm trying to train, equip, and mobilize the saints for the work of the ministry. When I stand before the Lord, he's not going to ask me how many viewers I had, how much money I had, he ain't going to ask me any of that stuff. He's going to ask me, what did I do to advance the kingdom of God? And I try to do that every morning. Every morning, that's what I try to do. And as Chad Estes said, Chad said that we pick up where the church left off. You got to tell you something, the church has really, really dropped the ball. By the way, if I wasn't so hard on the local church, maybe I'd get more invite to churches. Maybe I could, right? Oh, yeah, maybe I'd get more invites. Well, I ain't about that. I ain't about that. Can I tell you why? Because most of the pastors, they ain't interested in being fighters. And I convict them. I convict them because I point out where what they're doing is really isn't worth a hoot in hell, what they're going on. The way that they're playing church and doing with a war raging around us, they're cutting off little boys' penises, right? They're making everybody use different pronouns. The enemy is changing the entire culture. And what are we doing? We're sitting around. We're not trying to, what's the word? We're waiting for an evacuation rather than an occupation. Jesus said, occupy till I come, not evacuate. When I come. None of us know when that's going to happen. Nobody knows when we're going to breathe our last breath. Nobody knows any of that stuff. You know, we sit around and we're waiting for an evacuation rather than an occupation. I had to get that off my chest. So anyway, thank God for Dave Scarlett and His glory, because they opened up a door for me. I want to share with you here real quickly. By the way, I shift gears, man. My brain's ready. Saturday Night Live, this Saturday night. We'd love for you to come. Bring a friend. I don't know. I don't know whether it'd be 10 or 1,000. I don't know. I don't care. But it would help if you came and you brought somebody with you, somebody who's kind of teetering. Because more and more people are waking up every day. They don't really know what's going on, but they're waking up a little bit. And as Chad says, we're going to pick up where the church left off. We're going to get a fellowship of believers from different churches. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to train them, and we're going to send them back into the mission field, which is their local church. So we'd love for you to come. Bring a chair if you want to. It's going to start at 6 o'clock. Who knows how long it's going at Bethesda. There's the address. It's out in the country. Picking up where the church left off. Please come and join us. So because I was on Dave Scarlett, I got reintroduced, although I knew about him, reintroduced to His Glory Ministries. Dave's in Cleveland, Ohio, and he made me aware, made a connection for me, a supernatural connection. I got to tell you this story. This is unbelievable. Folks, Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in our way. Our steps are ordered. I wrote a book about it. Steps are ordered, sequential. It's like when you place an order of a pizza, it's waiting on you when you get there. And being ordered also means 1, 2, 3, 4. There's an A, B, C, D step, the steps of a righteous man. They're ordered. Take this step, and then this step. And when you get there, it'll be waiting on you. You understand? Steps are ordered by the Lord. And sometimes we get in a line, like when I was going up to Cleveland the other night, we got stuck in traffic. And we sat there and sat there and sat there. Ken Wardine and I sat there. I was so mad because I couldn't go. I had to sit there behind these semis. Well, rather than getting mad, say, Lord, you've ordered this. I thank you for it. I don't know why these trucks won't move, but you've ordered it. Maybe there's a deer running up across the road that I'm going to run into if I get there too soon. I trust you that you've ordered my steps. And the last thing I want to do is do what they did in the scripture. The way we got the Muslim race is what? That's off the top of my head. I'm trying to help God out. Then you create problems when you try to help God out, rather than realizing your steps are ordered by Him. They're sequential. He orchestrates when they happen, and He opens the door when you get there. It's been one of the hardest things in my life. I wanted to run when He said wait. That's the hardest word in the English language, by the way, is wait. But the Bible says those who wait upon the Lord, by the way, wait also means to serve. Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not grow faint. Isn't that awesome? I want to wait on the Lord. I want it to be that when I push, it just falls over. It just falls over. Because why? I waited on the Lord. The timing was perfect. And that thing came tumbling down. Boy, oh boy. So, pour up war on Saturday Night Live. I got that out now. The War on Truth. This is from Dave Scarlett. I'm going to be, can I tell you another miracle? That's where I wanted to go. I saw it. See you guys putting your hands up. If you just hang in there, I'll get to you. I was, Dave Scarlett asked me if I would come down to this War on Truth launch party down in Texas on May 18th. And I went to my schedule and I looked on May 18th. I was already committed. And someplace else I couldn't go. So I'm sitting there and I'm saying, Lord, doggone it, Lord. Doggone it. I'm a man of my word. I'm not going to cancel that. Doggone it. I wanted so much to be part of this War on Truth party. Dave's going to have me come down and be part of it and speak. I'm a man of my word, and I gave those people my word that I would be there on May 18th in Canton, Ohio. And so I just sat for a minute, and I heard the Holy Spirit, and I texted the lady who's organizing it. And I just kind of basically said, hey, come up with a situation. Any chance we can rebook? You know what she said? She says, Coach, I was just getting ready to call you. Because we would like to rebook.
Amen.
I said, what? She says, yes, we have some guy who's come in from out of town, and he's only going to be here that weekend, and he's got a message that we need to hear, but we can only do it then. I was going to call you and see if you would rebook. Is that unbelievable, friends? See, that's the steps of a righteous man being ordered by the Lord, right? So I was going to keep my word. I was going to do it. And the Lord said, nope, we're going to, I waited on the Lord. And He said, we're just going to rearrange this here a little bit, Coach. And you can go there in July instead. That kind of stuff happens to me all the time. Those are the amens of the Lord. They're happening in your life all the time. If you would just understand it. And if you just wouldn't get ahead of the Lord and be patient, because sometimes the bridge you're going over hasn't been completed yet. The connections that you need to make haven't been made yet, right? That's a powerful thing, isn't it? Coach, we were going to call you and see if you could reschedule. I wasn't going to compromise with my integrity. I didn't know if I was going to go up there for 5 people or 10 people. I didn't know. But I said, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be there. And then this other thing comes up, and I'm like, doggone it, Lord. Yeah, I love it. So I want to make you all aware of this, because this is really, really, I'm going to get to you, Craig, and everything. I know what's going on. Hang on here. Because I want us all to become part of this thing here. Dave Scarlett is part of a launching of a new movie called War on Truth regarding January 6th. You do understand this, right, folks, that the Luciferian left and those in positions of power are burying what really happened on January 6th. We all know that, right? in the lawfare that's going on and the absolute criminal behavior of our Justice Department, all of it, right? All of it. That's not it, man. The main good at war on truth, right at the top, main event there. And they're having the launch party down in, there you go. Stay right there. Stay right there. So I'm going down May 18th. I'm going to go down to, okay, I lost my train of thought there. So they're going to launch this movie nationwide at this thing here. Now, here's what I'm going to ask all of you to do. You can purchase, I'm going to show you the trailer here. They sent me last night a secret copy of this. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes of this movie. And I watched part of it last night. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. It was the J6 I remember because I was there. And they're going to launch this movie on May 18th. But here's what I'm going to ask all of you to do. I'm going to ask all of you to, not now, to purchase the movie. I think it's $9.95 or something like that. It's under $10. And then you have it. And I want you to begin to have a watch party for others to see it, for other people to see it. We have got, friends, the church believes the lie of the left on J6. The people that you run into believe it was an armed insurrection. They believe it. And if we can't get the truth to our own people, that's what I'm going to ask you all to do at some point here, to be a conduit that for $9, I think it's $9, $10, you have access to the video. You can play it. You can have a watch party. You can watch it over and over and over. You can take it to your church. Show it in your, if you still go to church, show it in your Sunday school, whatever. So I'm going to show you the 2-minute trailer to this. I think I have it for you there, don't I, Spence? His Glory, War on Truth launch party. Where did I get it? That should be it. Click it. Here it is. This is the 2-minute trailer. This really isn't even public yet, folks. I'm giving you a little bit of a feel for what's going on. This is the 2-minute trailer of the 2-hour and 15-minute movie. Go ahead.
Antifa! Antifa!
Let me through. I got a knife.
We have not to date seen any evidence of anarchist violent extremists or people subscribing to Antifa.
That some bitch ought to be in prison. Huh? Somebody give me a thumbs up. That guy ought to be in prison.
Boom.
Haven't seen any evidence. Haven't seen any evidence? Hell, you planted them in there. What are you talking about? Go ahead.
Connection with the Sixth.
It's not protest. It's insurrection.
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 Two small squads of military trained guys could have wiped out the entire House and Senate that day had there been a real insurrection.
I think that law enforcement has been weaponized.
This guy is not just undercover, okay? He is committing violence.
Everybody that was on the ground on J6, police officers and demonstrators alike, were all set up.
They have this mystery story that we're some kind of domestic terrorist group.
Why are you going to prison for 8 months?
For my documentation of January 6th.
They're being punished as criminals.
When the United States government comes at you with everything they have, it can be very intimidating.
They're trying to instill fear.
This is intimidation, just like the Gestapo.
This was not a no-knock warrant. I could have killed somebody because they didn't identify themselves.
The Capitol Police were coming after me. They conducted a criminal investigation on me because of my position on January 6th.
I was paid to pretend to protest.
For 3 years, the federal government has waged a war on truth.
On May 17th, the truth fights back.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So, folks, this is really, really critical. I don't know if you guys know. I'm sure you do. The Supreme Court is hearing right now arguments on this enhanced sentencing of J6ers. These guys are being charged for something that was an 1817 statute. It's all trumped up. And if the Supreme Court rules, you can't do that, which odds are they're probably going to do that. The Bill Dunphy and all those guys are standing trial. Who knows what's going to happen with that, folks? So you can put the trailer in the link. I have the actual 2-hour movie. It's unbelievable. It's all the stuff those of us who were there saw. All right. So again, let me say this. From my standpoint where I sit, be patient. The Lord is ordering our steps. Do you understand it? You understand it? Bible says he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. He never will. Doesn't mean that we're not going to get caught in some fixes every once in a while. Doesn't mean that. And by the way, you're a dead man anyway, right? You're dead to self. See, that's one of the problems in the American church. The American church is all about self. When Jesus said, die to self. You've been crucified with Christ, nevertheless you live. But you're not you. Christ lives within you. And the life that you now live, you live by the grace of the Son of God who died and gave himself for you. We are Christian. We are Christ walking everywhere we go, friends. He's our life. He is life. We got to lay ours down. And I could go on and on. By the way, was that a great teaching yesterday on David and Goliath? I mean, oh, my goodness, huh? Wow, so much stuff we don't know. Okay, listen. One other thing I'm going to dive into, and we'll get Trey. Craig's going to help us here a little bit this morning. Friends, listen, I don't care, okay? Jim Willie, what's Jim Willie say? One of the world's experts on what's going on in America. What does he say? The title of it is, 20 Reasons Gold is Going to the Moon. 20 Reasons Gold is, now I'm not going to play it. I'll put it in the chat. And I don't care. Look, you don't have to join at Cost Metals. I don't care if you do. Get some metals. Go to the pawn shop. Go to your coin dealer. Do whatever you want to. But for the name of all things that are sensible, please get yourself some metals. Please. The money in your bank ain't going to be there. Banks are crashing. They're heading us to a digital currency. All that happy crap that's going on behind the scenes by the Luciferians. Jim Willie put it in the chat. Says 20 reasons. Gold's going to take off. And again, I say this to you, I believe in silver. I believe silver is, that's because what's metal choice? It's smaller. It's heavier. When you get a box of silver, it's heavier than gold. You know, you get $2,000 worth of gold and it comes in a little jar about that big. It's, oh yeah, about that big, $2,000. You get silver, they're the same size, but they're only $35 rather than $2,500, okay? So barterable, junk silver, yada, yada, yada. I'm sorry. I'll move on from it. I'll move on from it. So Craig sent me something this morning that I think is really, really powerful. And I'm going to get him in here real quick. We are in the midst of a 13 days of a cult right now. Stephanie, did you know that? That we're in the midst of 17 days of the occult, beginning tomorrow. Pull up, if you will, for me, occult news. And Craig, I'm going to let you come in here and talk a little bit about what you're trying to plan to do here. A stillness in the storm. Make that a little bit bigger. I found this online, by the way. Stillness in the storm, an agent of conscious whatever. Scroll down. Okay, 13 days of preparation. Occult significance of May Day in the 13 days of April 19th through May 1st. You see this, friends? 13 days, the occult, 19th of April, May 1st. What's today? Why today be the 18th? Why that be? It's starting tomorrow, right? So bear with me. I know you can read, but some are just listening, so bear with me here. It says there are various occult hidden days of significance throughout the calendar year, which have special importance. From March 22nd to May 1st is known as the season of sacrifice, which has a period of time when many false flag events have occurred. Friends, listen, you may not believe in it, but the dark side does. Okay? All of this underscores the importance of knowledge. What is hidden can only remain so if we never look. The illusionist trick can only be experienced as real if we do not gain awareness of it. Help others see the truth by sharing it with those who do not know, okay? Knowledge is the only true immunization against fraud, deception, and unbelievable. Lies, deception, and fear. And what's the only antidote against it? They just told us, okay? Now look here. Did you know this? Why do we often witness tragedy and senseless deaths during the second half of April? The list of violent events that occurred during this time period is staggering. April 19th, Waco massacre. April 19th, 95, Oklahoma City bombing. April 20th, 1999, Columbine school massacre. April 16th, 2007, Virginia Tech massacre. April 16th, 2013, Boston Marathon explosions. April 18th, 2013, fertilizer plant explodes in Texas. Huh? What? All within this window that the occult side's telling us they're doing? Really? Scroll down, Spence. There were many other violent occurrences that happened during this time period. In fact, CNN published an article in 2011 titled, "What is it about mid-April and violence in America?" Click on that real quick, Spence. What's that article say? CNN. They're giving it, what is it about mid-April and violence in America? CNN does a story on it. Nearly 20 years ago, 76 people lost their lives during an FBI raid near Waco, Texas. The FBI again? FBI coming in and white raiding and burning the place? What? The FBI? Huh? Wow. Okay, Spencer, go back. You don't get this stuff on any other show. Huh? I'm not trying to scratch your back, make you feel good. Is it all coincidence? For those in the know, there are no such things as coincidences. In 2011, they wrote an article, "Why the Death of Man Who Was Not Behind 911's Announced on May 1st. Hey, wait, I'm not going to read that. Cult of Baal has never disappeared. Throughout many centuries and across many civilizations, the second half of April has always been a time of blood sacrifice. Hey, you don't have to believe it. They do. The worship of Baal took many names, Enlil, Moloch, and spread across several civilizations, but a sun god and a god of fertility rituals celebrating Baal took place after the vernal equinox and often involved human sacrifice. By the way, today we call that Easter. Although the observance of these rituals was sometimes condemned by the religious movements, they never really disappeared. The religion of the good Baal was widely accepted among the ancient Jews, and although it was put down at times, it was never permanently stamped out. Kings and other royalties of the 10 biblical tribes worshipped the god. They worshipped Baal. Who did? The 10 tribes! The ordinary people ardently worshipped the sun god, too, because their prosperity depended on the productivity of their crops and their livestock. The god's images were erected on many buildings. Within the religion, there appeared to be numerous priests and various classes of devotees. And during the ceremonies, they wore appropriate robes. The ceremonies included burning incense and offering burnt sacrifices, and occasionally consisting of human sacrifices. The officiating priests danced around the altars, chanting frantically and cutting themselves with knives to inspire the attention and the compassion of God. Hey, you don't believe it? They do. And as God and sun god, Baal's worship involved human sacrifice and fire. Today, in the occult elite ruled America, huh? This time period often equals gunfire and death. These rites were even mentioned in the Bible. Hey, look, you don't have to believe it. It's a conspiracy theory, but they believe it. They have built the high places, Jeremiah says, of Baal to burn their children in the fires as offerings to Baal, something I did not command or mention, nor did it even enter my mind. From the Babylonian, Assyrian, and Phoenician civilization in the Middle East, their mystery religions come from the same point of origin. The cult of Baal spread to distant civilizations such as the Celts, who observe Beltane rituals on May 1st. Beltane originates from the word Baal. While the observance of Baal rituals differed from one civilization to another, they were nevertheless grounded in the same occult concepts of numerology and sacrifice. Christmas is right around 21st of December. Why? Because it's the spring or the winter solstice equinox. Thank you. Huh? In other words, they were all tapping into the same magical knowledge. I'm going to stop a minute. You don't have to believe it because your pastor hasn't talked about it. You don't have to. They believe it. Today's occult still observe these rites, but with one major difference. They're now carried out on unsuspecting civilians and spread across the world through mass media, fed and amplified by the fear and trauma of the masses. These mega rituals are seen by all, but only celebrated by the occult elite. My goodness. Can you say Masons? More than ever, we are dealing with black magic in America. Cool. Is that it, Spencer? Other sites dedicated to occult numerology have published information emphasizing the importance of this time. Steve Deck, numbers matter. Hey, Craig, Mr. Numbers matter. April 19th to May 1st is blood sacrifice to the beast. A most critical 13-day period. Fire sacrifice is required on April 19th. Something's going to happen tomorrow. Why? It has to. It's like their Christmas. April 19th, first day of the 13-day satanic ritual day relating to fire, the fire god. Baal or Moloch, Nimrod, the sun god, also known as the Roman god Saturn. An emphasis on children. Saturn. This day is one of the most important human sacrifice days, and as such, has had some very important historical events occur on this day. Hey, friends, look, I'm sorry I'm looking up here. I'm reading, okay? Sorry I'm not looking at you. That's on the occult holidays and Sabbaths on the cutting edge. The cutting edge explains the occult. Go there. Click on that. Click on the cutting edge, Spencer. Where's that take you? Folks, links matter. Occult holidays and Sabbaths. There they are. There they all are. Okay? Go back. Jesus, unbelievable. That people were destroyed for lack of knowledge. Another article briefly, it describes the elements required to carry out these elites mega rituals, by the way, which they get the masses to participate in with them, creates energy, creates spiritual energy, creates wicked spiritual energy. The human sacrifice required during many of these occult dates needs to contain the following elements, and each one is exaggerated to the highest possible degree. Here's what has to happen, and is going to happen maybe tomorrow. We're going to pray against it. Hang on. Trauma. Here's what the events have to have. Trauma, stress, mental anguish, and sheer terror. Two, the final act in the drama should be a destruction by a fire. Can you say 911? Can you say 911? Preferably a conflagration. And three, people must die as human sacrifices, especially children, since the darkness views younger human sacrifice as the most desirable. Can you say abortion? Okay, that's from the Advent of Deception. Click on that. Always check the links, folks. You want more information? Go to that link, the Advent of whatever. It's not popping up yet. Going back, Spencer, just trust me. Click on the links. Of course, not every event that occurs during this time period is related to Illuminati human sacrifice. However, most of the events mentioned above fit right into the mega ritual criteria checklists. If you look carefully at the facts surrounding each of these events, you'll be concluded that they were either carried out by government officials or blamed on mind-controlled patsies. Hang on. Everybody say, amen. Lee Harvey Oswald, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Most of these events are absurdly gratuitous, generating even more trauma and causing people to wonder what kind of evil people would do such a thing. Unfortunately, these evil people rule us. And the same events are then used to further extremist political agendas. The powers that be have become masters at combining pragmatic politics with occult rituals. What have they become masters at? Combining pragmatic politics with occult rituals. Abortion's legal because they need blood sacrifice. Wow. Yeah, Randy, so are we going to live under their power or under the power of the Holy Spirit? So in conclusion, by the way, think the church has any idea of this? Think pastors are preaching on this? Hell, pastors are leading Easter celebrations. Right? They're leading them. to learn all the people in. We look around, we're like, what's going on here? How did America get in such a mess? In conclusion, those who know about occult calendars enter the second half of April wondering if something horrific is about to happen. I wonder if they'll blame it on the eclipse. There are earthquakes popping up, by the way. Sadly, every few years it does, and the public is traumatized with a senseless and violent event. Almost every time, a closer look at the event leads to strange and suspicious facts, and more often than not, hints towards an inside job. Well, many will ascribe the occurrence of these events during the end of April to coincidence. The fact remains, mass violent events involving death and fire happen regularly during the same time period that is occultly dedicated to Baal, who's worshipped through fire and human sacrifice. Whether this is all done on purpose or just a result of some crazy universal synchronicity, fact is, still there and cannot be disputed. Vinny, that's a boom.
Boom.
Incidentally, the compound that was burned down in 1993 Waco Massacre was named Mount Carmel Center. In the Bible, Mount Carmel was where Elijah defied the prophets of Baal, challenging them to pray to Baal until he lit a fire in front of them. No fire was lit. Was the fire at Mount Carmel Center a symbolic revenge of Baal? Source Illuminati Watcher. Dudes, are you kidding me? And then here's how I'm putting all this together this morning, and Craig emails me. Mr. Numbers emails me. Says, Coach, the Lord woke me up. He put this on my heart. I have an action. I have a prayer that we have to do to counter all this. So, Craig, come on in. Spencer, I sent you an email, standalone email of Craig's prayer that we're going to pray here and pray each day for the next however many days it is. Get the prayer up there. Well, go ahead. Craig, come
it's
on.
It's on the Liberty Action Network.
Hey, you can, I'm sorry. Hang on a second. Teresa, did you want to say something, dear? Yes, not. Go ahead. Okay. So it's on the Liberty Action Network. Isn't it amazing that Craig and Mel are already ahead of me? You know why that is? Because the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. He delights in our way. It's sequential. Don't get ahead of the Lord. Don't get ahead of him. So Craig or Mel, whoever, take it from here.
Well, we'll let someone else pray. First, I want to give credit to Chad Estes because I did not really understand this until he brought it up in the after show a few days ago. And that's where iron sharpens iron. And I would encourage people to, you know, you get a lot of wisdom in the after show. Sometimes we get, you know, biting each other, but there's a lot of, I just want to give credit to Chad Estes. But once he got me on it, I started looking into it. And then I, Coach, they're putting their shoulder pads on and they're putting their uniforms on because they're getting ready to go on the field tomorrow.
Hey, Chad, Craig, and we're going in the stands and watching them play.
Well, that's why I think the Lord said somebody needs to, you know, so you do it. You know, if it hasn't been done, then, you know, go do it. So I just wrote this prayer to, like I've done about the, you know, COP 28 where the, you know, they go and they meet about the climate and stuff like that. And I know that it doesn't take millions. It just takes those that the Lord's called to be in unison in prayer. So I just wrote this prayer up for that. And, you know, the ironic thing is, okay, Passover, right, is the 22nd this month, right, which is 3 days before. So we got to remember, you know, Easter is not Passover, although Passover does sometimes fall on Easter. And we just have to realize that they're coming after us, and so we're going to come after them in the name of the Lord, and that's why I wrote this prayer.
Craig, let me stop a second before we read that. Our resident former pagan, Stephanie, texted me 35 minutes ago, and she said this. She says, Coach, this all builds up to May 1st, which is Maypole Day. Maypole. Remember how we dance around the Maypole? Huh? Christians celebrate that. It's occult. She says this all adds up to May 1st. She's a former pagan. Sex magic creates huge cones of power. It attracts multitude of demons, especially when done outside in the elements. Often meat suits, that's people, plus incantations done on certain dates. Add in certain elements to boost spell work, blood, and it equals the dark side portals opening and things coming through and having spiritual rights to people and places because of the rituals they do. Folks, you don't have to believe it. They do. Go ahead, Craig.
But just one more thing, Coach, and then someone can pray. So this is already going into action, all right? Yesterday in our local community, got a call and say, hey, did you hear this young, notice the age, 13-year-old girl publicly hangs herself in front of her family's home on a tree, okay? So passerbyers see it. And guess where that's in front of? A Christian school and a large Christian church. That house trauma. Is in proximity of that.
Trauma. Right.
So this spirit, you know, just like, you know, the gentleman called the spirit of Jezebel out, you know, that you were talking about, Mark Driscoll. Okay, this spirit is going over the world right now. And we're at a very precarious time because, you know, we know that there's going to be some sort of response, you know, from Israel to, you know, is this part of this blood sacrifice? And so we just need to be in unison about the Lord and the Holy Spirit needs to be in position over the earth.
So, Craig, we know there's a dark side. How do we know that? Because they worship it. They worship it. And not only do they worship it, the churches worship it. The churches, we give it a different name, and then churches worship it. The Maypole, Easter Sunday, Good Friday, all of them occult. All of them. And as I've said a number of times, friends, Easter, everybody knows when Thanksgiving is. It's the last Thursday in November. Everybody knows when Christmas is. It's December 25th. Everybody knows when the 4th of July is. It's the 4th of July. Everybody, on and on, right? When's Easter? Does Easter have a day? Like, is it April 12th every year? No. No, Easter is celebrated 40 days after the first full moon after the vernal equinox. So Easter is determined by the moon. Did you know that? Easy gravity, huh? And the churches are celebrating Easter according to the occult calendar and schedule. Sorry, Craig, I had to get that out there for newbies who, look, folks, you think I'm crazy all you want. These guys may be crazy, but they believe in what they're doing. And there is a dark side. By the way, that's why Jesus came, to destroy the works of the devil, not have the church celebrate the days of the works of the devil. Infiltration. Infiltration. Not invasion. Evil men have crept in unaware, changed the truth of God into a lie, worshiping the soul to serve the creature rather than the creator. Huh? It's right there in the Bible. It's all about deceptions, lies, deception, fear. It's all it's about. It's all it's ever been about. And the churches, I'll stop beating on them. Okay, Craig, are we ready? Are we ready? Passover prayer of remembrance and protection. Are we ready to go on that, Craig?
Yeah, I've already prayed it, so pick someone else. We just need to be in one accord agreement.
Now, friends, listen. This would be good for you to circulate in your networks. You circulate, get millions of people praying this. Craig wrote this last night, by the way. I'm going to pray it, okay? I'm going to launch it. And we're going to pray this every day. And those who are watching right now on Brighteon, they say, Coach, where do I find this? Where do I find this, Coach? You find it at The Liberty Action Network. You got to put the in there. The Liberty Action Network.com. The Liberty Action Network. Now I'm going to pause because some of you are running around screwing, trying to get a pin right now. I get it. So hang on. So this is where this action is found at www.thelibertyactionnetwork.com. All one word, thelibertyactionnetwork.com. And then you have to click on actions. Spencer, take them back to that real quick because some of them are watching right now. Just go to the homepage of The Liberty Action Network. And so Spencer's going to put that up in front of you. So on the screen right now, you should see here in a second, the website, The Liberty Action Network. There it is. And so you go at the top and click on events, current action, actions. I'm sorry. Click on actions, current action. Click on current action and boom, there it is. Passover prayer of remembrance and protection. With me? All right. So be in an attitude of prayer. I'm going to pray this prayer right now. And share it. Everybody share it. Heavenly Father, we praise and honor you, Lord Jesus. You're lifted up and sit on the right hand of the Father. As we approach Passover this year, we call upon your name to be honored and lifted up. The beautiful story of God's redemption plan for mankind before the creation of the earth. And as we remember your sacrifice on the cross of Calvary during this year's upcoming Passover celebration, almost 2,000 years ago, we as your body of believers come and pray in unison, asking for your spirit to move mightily upon the earth from April 19th to May 2nd. Please do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. We're in precarious times as war looms over the Middle East. In the lands of Israel, confusion and conflict overwhelm the Holy Land at this time. The very Prince of Peace, you, Lord Jesus, are not positioned in the hearts and minds of world leaders across the earth. Yet as stated in John chapter 1, 2 through 3, he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. And Father, Psalm 2 states, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. And Father, your word says that he, you who sit in the heavens, shall laugh. And Father, as you laugh and distress them in your deep displeasure, give your ecclesia the wisdom, strength, courage, boldness, empowerment of your Holy Spirit to be in one accord in prayer, but also in action in the days ahead into the month of May. As the enemy rulers of this world are brought to naught, we thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, your Son, and the perfect sacrifice to bring mankind back into relationship with you, our King, our hope, our salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Well done, Craig. Well done. Now, real quickly, the Holy Spirit just prompted me. Lorraine, I'll get you right in here. Spencer. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. King James. Why did Jesus come? Well, Coach Dave, he came to get people saved. Okay. He came to die on the cross, Coach Dave, to get us saved. Okay. For what? Save for what? Save to what? Why? What? Get saved. Now what? Saved. Now what? Well, I'm going to go to verse 8 real quick because it's going to tell you why. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose. In other words, here's why. Here's why. Here is why the Son of God was created and showed up in the earthly realm by his Father. Because he was going to destroy the works of the devil. See, Christ didn't die on the cross to save little old you. He died on the cross to enlist you into an army of saints to do battle against the forces of darkness. And by doing battle against the forces of darkness, he was going to destroy the works of the devil. Do you get it? Do you get the message that the church is spreading is the absolute opposite message? Get saved so you go to heaven. No, 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 no. Get saved so you can enlist in the army, die to yourself, and war against the forces of darkness. I challenge anybody to tell me I'm wrong. Laura Ann, come on in. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just had trouble with my connection. In regards to the maypole, it's not a coincidence that stripper at that conference was dancing on a pole and into a satanic and when I saw the satanic upside down cross in the middle of those two fire hoses coming up from the ground, it made me sick to my stomach because they're feminizing Amen. Men in the church and yeah. the army of God. Because when you get saved, it's like you said, when you get saved, it's not going to heaven. It's not like playing Monopoly so you can get out of jail free and, you know, go straight to heaven. It's having a relationship with Jesus and the cross and the resurrection. And you're listed with all of us who are here joining together because we need to lock our shields together instead of having gaps within the shields, because that's what we have now. We have gaps within the shields. Nobody wants to join together.
We don't even have shields. We don't even have shields.
No, we don't, because nobody knows what faith and love is, and they don't understand what the greatest gift of love, the greatest gift is what Scripture says is love. And then comes hope and faith.
Greater love has no man than this, then he would lay down his life for his friends. You laying down your life for your friends? You? Me? Am I laying down my life for my friends? Hell no. No. No, I'm living my best life now. My purpose-driven life. I'm living all that now, right? That's what the church is telling you. So what the most famous rich pastors in the world, they're feeding you humanism masquerading as the blessings of God. People go to church because they want to get blessed. I've never seen anything like it. Jeff Klein.
Coach, I'll share this just real quick. I talked to you yesterday, and I'm not going to go into details, but what we're here in the next few days, I know you're doing Saturday night down there, and then the first couple of days next week, early next week, we're going to have a little get-together. So just putting this out there for the people in Central Ohio or around the Ohio area. This will be something I know I could name names that won't want to miss it. Talk about destroying the works of the devil. That's what we're going to be doing. So people like Glenn and whoever, on and on and on, I can think of different ones. We'll share something with them. And what we could do is come up this morning, Saturday night down there, we could share what we're doing when we're all there together. And then if any of you guys out there in Ohio area, get a hold of Coach or get a hold of me, and then we'll share with what's going on. But
yeah, I'll get it out to him, Jeff.
I'm just saying it because some of them will hear, maybe we miss one guy. You know what I mean? And that guy says, wow, I didn't know you guys were getting together. So it's like, we'll just communicate here a little bit in the next couple of days.
We'll do it, man. We'll do it. Thanks. Thanks, Jeff. Somebody want to come in? Somebody was up there and left. I don't know who it was. Come on back in. Was it Judd? I don't know. Can I tell you something? The churches are so freaking lied to us. It just makes me irate. I'm not mad at the Luciferians. They're just doing what they're supposed to do. They're worshiping their God. They're laying down their lives for their God. Not us. No. The Church of America does not love their neighbor as themselves. Somebody say amen. They don't love their neighbor. Why? Because the unborn baby is their neighbor. Innocent children in schools are their neighbors. They don't love them. They don't love them. What a fraud. What a lie. The American church. Judah.
Coach, yeah. You know, Laura was talking about it in terms of the, you know, the pole dance. Each one of these apostle, mason, pastor groups are being exposed. Yeah. And they're moving into the ritual phase for them, because that's their control matrix. You know, when this pastor was moved in the spirit to speak truth and call it out, you know, people go, hey, oh, wait, no, I'm in control. You're done.
Yeah, you didn't come to me biblically. You're supposed to come to me as this guy exposes this satanic thing to the world. Hey, the pastor should have come to him privately. Are you kidding
me? And the satanic part of it is, like, people don't understand. You know, George Bush, when he left office, you know, he documented it too. It's really interesting for people to go look up. And in the documents, you can see the reasons for why he did what he did. In the 33rd degree, the ritual to accept that you're the God and they're the gods in terms of what they're doing. But the Luciferian part of it is that guy climbed to the top of the pole and descended to earth like lightning. For Luciferians, that Satan has come to this earth, and they practice this ritual over and over. He's descending back to the earth down that pole.
Yes.
And it's really interesting in the church. Lots of men there saw it, and this pastor saw it. He called it out. And then guess what? The Mason stands up and says, you're done. Because it's affecting his Cirque du Soleil income for the circus. That's their pride and joy, their money. Yeah. And you know, that conference wasn't necessarily a conference about it wasn't about men. It was about taking the money from the Christians and laughing in their face.
Yep. They do, man. They do. They take it and they laugh all the way to the bank. Folks, Book of Jude. Pull it up real quickly. I'm sorry. Jude. It's only one chapter in the Book of Jude. And you have to put Jude 1, I think, for it to pop up. You got to put Jude 1. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write of you, the common salvation is needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints, for there are certain men crept in unawares. What? Yeah, they snuck into the pulpit. This guy snuck into the pulpit. Who were before of old ordained, scroll down please, to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our Lord God into your best life now. Purpose-driven life. And by doing that, deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, that it hadn't changed. It hadn't changed. Joe Allen.
Want to hear some good news today?
I'm ready for it, bud.
Here it comes. Today is my wife and I's 38 years of marriage.
Man, Joe, good news for you. I don't know about her.
Took me three times to ask her.
Three times? And she took it, huh? She took the bait. Well, God bless Joe Allen's family, man. Top of their heads to the soles of their feet. May that family be blessed. Hey, friends, I got so much stuff I didn't even get to today. I hope you keep coming back. I don't care if you do, really. I don't care. But I think if you're honest out there, you will admit that these morning sessions, daggone, they made you think, haven't they? Johnny, quickly.
Sorry, Coach. Thank you. Hey, I just wondered if you were going to put that link up with Jim Willie.
Oh, yeah. I'll put it in the chat. I'll put it in the chat. And if folks look, if you don't get it, email me or text me and I'll send it to you. Jim Willie, this guy, he's a guru. 20 reason gold is a breakout. Look, you don't have to get it at cost metals. I don't care. Please get yourself some metals. Go to a pawn shop, pay 20% premium if you want to. I don't care. But please. Come on. Hey, hate to tell you this. Social Security is about to go away. Huh? Hate to tell you this. Your 401k about to crash. Hate to tell you that. Hey, I told you so. Remember that one? I told you so. That song ought to get that thing up and running again. Because at some point, with not much glee, I'm going to be pointing at you and say, I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. God bless you. See you tomorrow.